notes for this. So I pray that this is blessing you, because there's really no script. There's no notes. Usually I try to write a little script. I try to write a little outline. But I believe the Holy Spirit said to me today, like, I'll speak through you. So know that this message is directly from the Lord. Welcome to His Promises Podcast, a safe place for you to let go of all doubt, worry, negativity, anxiety, and fear as we look at the truth of God's Word to overcome the lies of the enemy. Here, we will talk about the truth in love while encouraging you on your journey of life so that you can know that God is with you every step of the way, fighting your battles and calling you into deep relationship with Him. I hit rock bottom a few times in my life, but out of my messes came my messages, and now I choose to speak up so you will know that no matter how badly you have been wounded, no matter how far you feel from God or how far God feels from you, God will never leave you nor forsake you, and you can truly rest and find peace in His promises. God has a special place for you, a space of healing, hope, and newfounded holiness, my friend. Welcome. Grab your cup of tea and a notebook and let God pour into you today. Hi, friends. Welcome back to the His Promises Podcast. I'm coming on here today to just tell you something that God has been talking to me about. And I believe that He wants me to share because it's so crucial to our walk with Him, and it's so crucial to our lives. And it literally can mean hope in our future, joy in our future, peace in our future, love in our future, good mental health. And it could just mean so many good things in our future if we follow the way that He is going to speak to you today through me. Or if we don't listen to this instruction, this advice, this encouragement that He's going to share through me today, then it could mean the opposite of all those things. It could mean suffering. It could mean misery. It could mean just things are not going to work out and feel like they should feel in your life. You're going to feel weighed down if you don't take this advice. And so it really, really is important that I come on here today and share this. And I felt that as soon as I had the word, well, God has kind of been confirming the word through different things, but as soon as I had the word, I'm like, okay, I got to come on here and share it, because that means somebody is going to be blessed by this word and it's going to change the trajectory of their life. Okay. That's how important this word is today. So what God spoke to me about is the importance of who we are entangled with, who we are friends with, who we are interacting with. And that before you click off because you feel like you've heard this message before, I'm going to offer a new perspective and a new way of really understanding this, to the point where if you are involved with people who are taking you away from God, or they, it may not even seem to you that they are taking you away from God, but because it's actually a very slow process that the devil does things, right? Like, the devil knows how to come into our lives in moments where we're the weakest, in moments where we're the most vulnerable, in moments where we are most likely to fall into his trap. So before you click off of this episode, I want you to understand that you may not see that this word is fitting to you today, but it may come to a point in the future where it's like, oh wow, remember that word. Let me be careful. And so God is just wanting to either get you out of a situation you're in right now or prepare you for the future. And so this is going to be really important to listen to the end. And I'm going to give three important scriptures that I want to encourage you to actually go to yourself and study them and ask God to speak to you through them. So I want to get into stories of my past to kind of give you an insight on I guess where this all started and why this is so important to me. So in my past, I definitely dated all the wrong people, and I definitely was friends with all of the wrong people. I just remember that My situation was pretty difficult. My dad had gotten a bad car accident around 2008. So I want to say I was maybe 12 or 13. I don't know, but I was pretty young. I was in middle school. And I just remember that after my dad had his accident, he had traumatic brain injury. And if you know about traumatic brain injury, then you know that you become very aggressive. You become in the early stages, he was really unsafe to be around. Let's just say that. He's much better now. He's found the Lord and everything. But during these early stages, it was very unsafe to be around. And so my mom and me, we had to leave our home that we were in. And us leaving that home that we were in with my dad, you know, and he was taken care of by his parents. So it's not like he was left, you know, by himself. He had people to take care of him. But we had to leave for our safety and for other reasons. And because we left, I was put in a different school. And literally the school that I was in, let's just say it was more hood than the other environment that I had come from. I was surrounded by more people who were doing the wrong thing, on the wrong path, and so forth. And when I got around these people, I completely changed. I started to want to fit in so bad that I ended up doing things that I would never do. Just because I was surrounded by these people, you know, doing those things was not me. And it just wasn't who I was at my core. But because I was around these people and I needed to fit in and I needed to survive and I wanted to make friends and all of these things, I began to act like them. And because I started to act like them, my character began to diminish, because I used to be this student who really cared about school and I was really on top of things and I was smart and I liked to do different things. I liked to get involved with different sports and different activities. And once I met certain people in my life, they were essentially taking me away from the things in life that I really loved, which was school and playing basketball and doing sports and different activities. And so hanging around these people began to change me. And I say all that to say that it was a slow change. It wasn't like overnight I became this person who did all these reckless things and had bad character. It was really slow, because the people that come into your life and change you, it's not like this big red flag on their face, right? It's not like there's this big warning sign that comes to you and says, whoa, don't be around those people. Don't entertain those people. Don't interact with those people. Those people are going to take you down the wrong path, right? There's no big red flashing sign, because essentially the people are nice. You know, they can still be nice people, but not be good for you. They can still be good people, but not be good for you. They can still do good things, but that doesn't mean that they're walking with God the way you're walking with God and trying to better themselves the way you're trying to better yourself. So while it may seem like these people are doing you no harm, they can also be doing you no good. And they are not a part of the plan that God has for your life. And I was reminded of all of this when I was at the gym, and this was recently, and I ran into this girl. And we started talking because I was running really fast on the treadmill and I was like doing my thing, you know. If you went back and heard my health episode, I've been really, really into health and fitness lately and feeling really, really good about it all. And quite honestly, I wanted to make another episode about that, but I felt like God wanted me to do this instead. And so here I am. But basically, she came up to me at the end of my workout and was like, oh, that was awesome, how fast you can run. And so that's kind of how we started talking. And so I asked her, I said, you know, after she kind of said all that thing, I said, thank you, I really appreciate it. And then I said, well, what got you into the gym? Like, and what got you into working out? And she said that she was going through a really, really bad breakup, and the gym was a way to get away from this person and to actually heal her mind, because I guess they lived together. And so she decided that she was going to come to the gym all the time to not have to go home and deal with her partner, with her ex-partner. So she said that that partner, that relationship was over. And then I asked her, you know, I'm like, let me just try to be a good disciple here. And so I asked her, you know, do you know Jesus? You know, do you follow God? And she said, yes, I love Jesus. I'm a believer. I'm a follower. And if it wasn't for him, I wouldn't be who I was today. He completely changed my life and all of these things. She said that she didn't go to church, but that she was hoping to go to church soon. And so I recommended a few churches in our area. So that's not the interesting part. The interesting part here is that I began to ask her, is she seeing anyone new? I don't know what came over me to ask her that, but I believe it was the Holy Spirit. And I asked her, you know, are you seeing anyone new? And she told me, and she said, yeah, I'm seeing somebody, but I don't know what to call it. That's a red flag right there, right? I just want to encourage you, if you're seeing someone and you don't know what to call it, which means that they are not clear about what they want and if they are truly wanting you, right? So she's involved with somebody, which I assume means that she's kissing this person, hugging this person, spending lots of time with this person, maybe even having sex with this person. I don't know, that she didn't go into that much detail. But if she's seeing this person with no clarity, that is a big red flag, right? Why would somebody see you and not tell you exactly what they are trying to accomplish by being with you, right? There has to be clarity. And without clarity, that relationship is already confusing. And so that was the first thing she said to me. That was a huge red flag. And I said to her, well, is he a believer? Because she said that she was. And I said, is he a believer? And she said, no, not necessarily, but he believes that there's something out there. And he did pray with me once. Now, those are two more big red flags, right? Him praying with you once could just simply mean that he's doing that to please you so that you will like him, but that is no indicator of him actually truly having a relationship with the Lord. And the other part was that he said he believes there's something out there, right? But if you believe that it's not just something out there, but there's a God who's out there, and there's Jesus Christ who died for your sins, then why are you entangling? I didn't say this, but in my mind, I said, why are you entangled? Like, would you entertain someone on that deep of a level to the point where you may marry them one day or may get into a serious relationship with them? Why would you entertain someone who doesn't know that Jesus Christ is alive, right? That he is our Lord and Savior. And that is just so deep. And the reason why she explained to me that she was entertaining the relationship despite his lack of beliefs was because she thought she could change him. So that's kind of like, it's kind of like playing a lottery or playing a gamble, right? You're hoping and believing that they're going to change, but the reality is they may never change. And that's just something to think about, right? Like say this person never changes and you have kids with them. Are they going to teach your kids the values that you want them to know? Or are they going to actually be a stumbling block to that process? She said that he prayed with her, right? Well, what if one day he stops praying with you because now he's comfortable in your relationship? Now he thinks that he's already got you. So what is the point of doing these things that you want him to do? And then what, right? And so now you're praying alone, you're going to church alone, when you're in the early stages of this relationship where you can find someone who truly wants to do those things, not because of you, but because their own will. So there's so many things to think about when you get involved with somebody, because if she would keep on being involved with this person despite his beliefs, knowing that he's not really a follower of God. He's not a true believer. He doesn't really know Jesus Christ the way she knows him. He probably says he knows something's out there just because he doesn't want the relationship to end. So he's saying whatever he needs to say to keep the relationship going. But the reality is that once he feels like he's got her and their relationship gets really comfortable, the truth is going to be revealed more and more and more. If the truth is that when she's around him, she can't really invest in her faith, she can't talk about God around him, or she can't pray around him, or she goes to church without him, and all these different things where she feels like now the faith is what separates them. You know, you either have two choices in that moment, right? You either give up some of the things you want to do as a believer to spend more time with that person, which means you're going further away from the Lord, or go further towards the Lord, and then it still puts a wedge between you and that person because they don't want anything to do with that part of your life. And then eventually you make that decision, and that decision becomes really, really hard to make, right? Do you draw closer to the Lord knowing that draws you away from that person who doesn't really believe like you do? Or do you draw closer to that person who doesn't really believe like you do and essentially move further away from the Lord? Now, some people think that you can balance this out. You know, like her statements to me was, well, even if he never understands the way I understand, even if he never has the faith that I have or even understands the faith that I have the way that I have it, well, at least I'll always be a loving light in his life. Right? That was kind of her response. At least I can always share the love of Christ with him. And I didn't tell her this in that moment, but that's not necessarily true, right? If you're with somebody who essentially may not want anything to do with it or reject it, you can't really share your faith with that person because they become annoyed with you by sharing your faith. And maybe they're not annoyed right now because they're infatuation, they're in love, they like you so much that they'll listen to anything you have to say. I mean, you can say that the sky is orange and they'll be on board because they are so infatuated with you. But when that infatuation wears off and those butterflies go down, when you tell them your truth and you try to share the love of Christ, they may not want to hear it. They may reject it, and it becomes then extremely hard to share the love of Christ in that situation. And this doesn't just have to be romantically. I mean, this could be in any relationship. If that person is not good for you, not good for your soul, right? Say they drink and smoke all the time, and when you come around, those are the things they're doing, and so you do it, even though you know it's not right, even though it's not something you want to do, even though you're trying to better yourself, right? And they are just kind of corrupting your character because you fall into the trap of, well, I want this person to like me. I want us to get along. I want us to have a good relationship. So let me just kind of do what they do so that this relationship still stays strong, so that this bond stays strong. And again, that's not sustainable over the long term, and that could lead to a lot of pain and problems and heartbreak in the future. And so I know that this is hard for a lot of people to hear. I want to talk about three scriptures that the Lord has put on my heart to share today. It's so crazy because I really had no notes for this. So I pray that this is blessing you because there's really no script. There's no notes. Usually I try to write a little script. I try to write a little outline. But I believe the Holy Spirit said to me today, like, I'll speak through you. So know that this message is directly from the Lord. He wants you to know that if you are in a situation with someone who does not have your values and, you know, and who, you know, believe something out there, but doesn't believe in Jesus Christ, and they pray with you here and there, but only because you ask, right? Or they read their Bible with you here and there, but only because you ask. They show up to church with you, but only because you ask, not because it's their own desire. Know that those are red flags. Know that if you are a true believer who loves God and loves Jesus and knows the Holy Spirit, knows the workings of God in your life, knows how important he is to you and how valuable he is to you, know that there may be people in your life. And I know this sounds crazy, like, oh, well, just because they don't believe the way I do, should I cut them off? It's not about that. It's about the fact that if you have these values that are so strong and important to you, if someone is in your circle or in your life and they don't hold those same values to the same standards you hold them, then there's just going to be friction. There's no other way about it. There's going to be friction as much as you try to avoid it, because like I said, you're going to try to go one way and they're going to try to go the other, or you're going to end up following them and moving far away from your values. And so it's a really difficult thing, but I believe that the important part is that we understand this now before we get so heavily wrapped up in a relationship that it becomes even more difficult to detach yourself from this person or from this relationship. And so I don't know who this is for. And I don't know why I felt so strongly that I had to come on here and just speak today. And I got three scriptures here that I want you to turn to, meditate on, go read later. But it's 1 Corinthians 15:33. Do not be misled. Bad company corrupts good character, right? And the reason why the scripture says misled is because, like that woman I met in the gym, she was making so many excuses. She was being so misled. She was being so misled, thinking that she could change this person, thinking that he actually valued the faith the way she did. Like, he didn't at all. By the way she was talking, you can tell he only did it because he was infatuated with her and was trying to be in whatever relationship they have. It wasn't genuine. Nothing about what the praying or believing in whatever he said he believed in, nothing about it was genuine, but it was because he wanted the relationship with her to work. And so he said what he had to say. Proverbs 13:20, it says, walk with the wise and become wise, for a companion of fools suffers harm. So this isn't even just about romantic relationships. This is about friendships, right? If you have people in your life who are making dumb decisions, who are not going anywhere, who do not have the same hopes and dreams and goals, and they just simply are okay with living mediocre lives, they serve God or whatever, but don't really have any fruit of what they're saying, then, you know, you're going to suffer the harm of being in contact with these people. Walk with the wise and become wise. Walk with the fools and become a fool. Proverbs 27:17, you use steel to sharpen steel, and one friend sharpens another. So that's the amazing thing about getting around the right people and the people who are going to increase your faith, uplift you when you're down, speak life into you when you can't speak life into yourself, motivate you, encourage you, strengthen you. And if you can't find people in your life to do that, then you can listen to people online, of course, listen to podcasts, read books from people who inspire you and motivate you and encourage you. But essentially, being around people who are going to sharpen you, uplift you, and support your values, and not make you feel that what you value isn't important, but make you feel like what you value is actually important to them too. And so they are helping you in that area to be stronger in your faith, to be stronger in who God is calling you to be. And so, like I said, I hope this blesses you, and I hope that you got something out of it today. And I hope and pray for you right now in the name of Jesus, that if there are people in your life who are not leading you towards Christ, not making you a better person, or bringing you down, or saying all the wrong things, or attacking your character or your mental health, or making you look bad because you're associated with them, or whatever it is, if there's any people in your life who are not bringing you closer to God, closer to your purpose, closer to your calling, closer to who you're meant to become, I'm asking and believing that God will remove those people from your life right now in Jesus' name, and help you to discern who you should be involved with, entangled with, and friends with. And I pray that God will continue to, you know, close the door to friendships and relationships that need to be closed, and open the doors to friendships and relationships that are going to take you on a new journey, a new path, the path that God has for your life. And if you receive this word today, I would love for you to leave me a comment and just let me know if this blessed you, if this helped you at all, and send it to a friend who may need it. Maybe it's not you God is speaking to today, but maybe it's a friend who you know is in a relationship or in some kind of relationship, not just romantic, but maybe even a friendship that is pulling them away from the direction God wants for them, the peace and the joy and the love and the success and the good health and the good mental health. And so, you know, maybe there's someone in your life who you know is in this situation where their company is corrupting them. If you know somebody in this position, please send them this episode. Please encourage them in the faith, because the wrong company could literally change the trajectory in the path of your life. That's not to say that if you make a mistake, God can't get you on back on the right track, but you could lose time. You could lose years of your life. You could lose moments that God could use to up level you, to scale you up in better ways, and to make you a better person, right? So it's super duper important. This word is so important. Who we hang around matters. The company we keep matters. It matters 100%. It matters. And I'm so glad that God spoke to me about this. And I just pray that you. If you enjoyed this episode, please leave me a review or a comment or a rating, and share this episode with a friend who may need to hear how to invite God in their journey. Pray that you're blessed by this episode, and I wish you the very best in your journey. So cling to His promises and don't let go. I'll see you in the next episode. Bye.